word accomplishes God's purpose from Isaiah and from John. This letter from the prophet is the last letter of hope to the exiles and is a wonderfully beautiful announcement of hope to people feeling lost. We are in the Advent season, and for us, we wait for the second coming of the Christ. We can hear the same hope this writer tells us of the great things God promises God's people today. God tells us to be ready and to eat and drink as we wait for the return. God sends us the good news of hope while we wait. It is also God who says, "Do not just wait, but also do what I have told you." You are children with hope. Bring that hope to all people. The word of God goes out from God and will not return until what God intended is accomplished. It is difficult to think God's word is accomplishing anything when we hear about all the horrible events of the people all over the world, but especially the horrible things God's people are doing to each other. It is difficult to hold on to the hope God tells us about when life is hard and our children suffer with illness and our neighbors lose their jobs and homes. It looks like God has disappeared and we cannot find relief from the loss described on the news every day. It is difficult because we want God to talk to us in our language and in the way we think and in our time. However, God says in this reading that God's ways are not our ways, and our ways are not God's way. When God tells us to feast and to buy without money, He is reminding us that in God we can feast, and when we are filled with God's mission, we will be filled with joy. It is in doing God's commands that we feast in the covenant of God. In God we feast. We bring the good news to the people of this day who are the exiles of this age. We are longing for the coming Christ. Our lament and Advent is in our waiting. We wait and we feast as we go out sharing what the Lord has done for us. In John's Gospel, we hear Jesus say to the woman at the well, Jesus says to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again. But those who drink of the water that I will give them will never be thirsty. The water that I give will become like a spring of water gushing up to life eternal." End quote. God is telling us through Jesus Christ that we will feast because of God. We will live in the hope of living water that God sends us in word. The word God sends to us is the Christ. Jesus is the Word, and the Word is the gate to our salvation. God opens the gate to us. Jesus is the open gate. Amen. Let us pray. God of restoration, save us when we find ourselves spiritually thirsty. Help us walk your road with your purpose, strengthened by your living water as you open the gate to us. In Jesus Christ. Amen.